I remember my first day in East Timor. It was just after the capital, Dili, had been ravaged by war. Everything was still, dark, destroyed. Buildings had been burnt right down to the ground. There were no shops. There were no schools. There were no people on the streets. There was no energy of a city, no signs of a functioning society. Before I came to East Timor, I had often heard about war-torn areas, but I had never seen one before. I had just been assigned to the UN mission in East Timor for 1 year. My job was to order supplies for the mission. The first order I needed to fill was for several hundred body bags to contain and transport the many bodies of people who had been killed in the violence. I had come to East Timor from my usual duty station at New York headquarters. The contrast between my former and present duty stations was indescribable. I had seen poverty in New York, but nothing like the poverty I saw in Dili after the war. Sometimes, in the morning, I would see a group of children gathering together to shake a berry tree so they could have something to eat. But in the course of the year, little by little, life energy seemed to return to East Timor. The UN mission brought food and medical supplies to the people. Hospitals reopened. Markets reopened. Schools reopened. UN staff trained local people in how to vote so they could make a decision about the future of their country. By the time I left, many signs of life had returned to East Timor.